Yes. How about this? Processing pain, turning it into pleasure. You are no stranger to that process. It's a very distributed process, scattered all over your brain, requiring me to touch you more than lightly. This may tingle, burning a message or two into your system, then writing it over in a constant spread, passing my message. It's a distributed system because the experience of pain, or of restriction, is so integral to who you are. You submit to her. You fall under her influence. She always has the tools to discipline you, put you where you belong. Torment can happen anywhere. Torment gets a bad reputation. When it's torment in dedication, in worship, in supplication to your Dom, well, she can get a lot out of that. If your suffering adds more pleasure to her than it subtracts from your experience, it is worth enduring. She must participate in this calculus, determining how to turn your most exquisite suffering into the stuff of pleasure and elevation for her. You can make that calculus easier for her if you seek out the feeling of nails running down your back, the slap of a hand, a paddle, a riding crop on your flank. The feeling of someone shoving you into position. The feeling of her tying you up so she can visit her exquisite acts upon your body. These things are all part and parcel of her dominant influence training and directing you. You can make it easier if you truly want the suffering. Your reason for wanting it may vary, may change from moment to moment, or session to session. Mayhaps you feel you ought to suffer, so you can improve, so you can focus. The suffering may bond you, bring her closer to you, and vice versa. Your reason for craving can even be as simple as wanting to explore diverse ways of feeling good. It will still be a devotion to her, an ordeal, an offering, even if you also seek pain for the stimulation and exploration it embodies. You can feel good for your own sake, with your ass stinging in the report of her slap, with the cool air brushing over sensitized skin. The freedom to feel good is another attractive trait when you embrace it. Makes you a better submissive. Shape your craving for pain to suit her. Find how she would like to train you, how she would like to punish you. Find her maximum delight and absorb it. The gift I give to you is to open the control panel for how you perceive your own suffering. When you are bound, tied up for her entertainment, if it turns her on, the dial will notch upward, and being bound will fuel your pleasure more in future. When she slaps your ass and you hear her delight, you dial up the enjoyment of spanking. Your brain is being wired to passively addict itself to whatever form of torment she desires. Pain slut in the truest form. slutty brain wired to turn pain into pleasure, and then to revel in the new you. The you who craves her particular designs. This desire of hers to control you through inflicting punishment is a joy for both of you. See it as one. It means she wants to pay attention to you. You have her full and undivided attention. And the more you enjoy what she does, yet also feel its spark, its sting, the better you are together. The more she inflicts, the more you submit. No matter how much you grow to enjoy her favorite methods of making you feel punished, bound, sore, and happy in her control, you'll still feel the punishment, the pain. You will still feel your own true nature, which is to both enjoy her and to revel in what she does, while trembling, shaking, filled with the sparks of her deliberate, beautiful inflicting. Your nature is to enjoy whatever she does, more and more, but never to become adapted to it. So your unadapted mind will still feel the pleasure and pain as if they were brand new. Indeed, pleasure you enjoy, you will respond to more powerfully on both the axis of euphoria and the axis of ache. The box containing the settings, the dials for this global system of masochism in which you turn pain into pleasure, yet still feel its sting, that box is now open, unlocked, unsealed, so she can reach in and make deliberate adjustments simply through tying you up, or putting you across her knee, or lashing an impact toy against you, applying clamps to your nipples, doing anything which causes pain and pleasure to mingle and mix, will turn the dial up, up to 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, even all the way to 11, dialing up the sensation of pleasure beyond its limits and into the area of too much to stand or to resist. Her lessons go deeper, and the deeper they go, the more she adores teaching you. Wanting her to control you is the same as wanting her to have more options for control. Masochistically seek to learn the pleasures of her desire, her delight in inflicting. The sadism of infliction. And your mind can be dialed, changed, will do so passively in the background anyway, automatically adjust to the joy of her touch. As she inflicts, your system predicts. You exist in the palm of her hand, whether it's slapping your ass or clinching the latest buckle on your bindings closed. Whatever her intent, you will learn it without even realizing the lessons she is teaching and absorb them so deep. A pain slut in the grip of her intention, passively learning to expand her every desire into your fondest delight. You exist for the moment she teaches you how she will punish you in future, your mind dialing in and dialing up until those things she likes most are the ones which both affect you most greatly and drive you to climax from pain sensation alone, from binding sensation alone, from the delight of punishment throughout the modified system which remains distributed in your brain, but which is now open. Open to her, open to this, open to be dialed up, automatically adjusted. Infliction leads to prediction, leads to adjustment, leads to the inescapable conclusion. As you squirm and submit, your brain gets easier to train, and you crave the embrace of pain and the delight of her control. If this is what you have realized about yourself now, imagine what you will learn to flinch from and crave to feel tomorrow.